In this case, Peter and John, I'll tell this, Peter and John got in trouble. And they called him in question. And the question was in chapter 3, when they was on the way to the prayer, to the temple, to the place to pray. And there was a man that they placed outside of the gate, outside of the door, at the entrance of the, at the entering in of the temple. And the man never walked before. And he was there asking for money, but Peter, I read it last week. And Peter said, silver and gold, what? Have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus. I want to show you where this is going now. And he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And the man, and he reached out, and the man stood up, Peter and John did. And the man stood up and leaped and walked, went into the temple with them, and leaping and walking and praising God, right? Well, when all this happened, it stirred up the religious folks. So they call him in question after they kept preaching. The Bible tells us that in the first, in the beginning of that chapter, where they kept preaching, and they call him in question, and because they didn't like what they were seeing, but they couldn't say anything against it because the man was standing right there. They couldn't say it wasn't real. Because he was standing right there with them, and they knew the guy because the guy was above 40 years old. And they've been doing this for a period of time. I don't know how soon they started, but this child, this man had gotten to be a grown man. They had to carry him and put him at the temple so he could beg for money. And so they called him in and threatened them and told them and commanded them and told them not to speak or teach in that name anymore and all this kind of stuff. And they let them go, threatened them strongly. And they got the, and the Bible says, this is what I want to pick up in verse 23. You see it? And being let go, they went to their own company. At least they had sense enough, where they had enough sense to go to their own, had to have a company that they could go to when they got in trouble. Now, to you that haven't learned to pray, you need to learn how to have a company because you're going to need somebody to go to. So you best get it now before trouble overwhelms you. These men knew there was a company they had we could go to. And I want to show you what happened. It's probably, anyway, I don't know how far I get, but I want to show you this. And being let go, they went unto their own company and reported all that the chief priest and elder had said unto them. They told them what the chief priest and elder had said. And when they heard that, they said, oh my God, what are we going to do? We are threatening, they are threatening us, and we just don't know what to do, Lord. Is that what they said? Yes, sir. What a problem, Lord. We don't know what to do. No. They said, they lift up their voice to God with one accord. I don't know if they were saying the same thing, but this is what it sounded like to God. This is what he heard. They lift up the voice to God with one accord and say it. I'm sure they were praying in tongues and praying with the Spirit, but this is what God heard. Lord, thou art God. Who? You are God. The Pharisees and Sadducees and the religious folk, they're not God. You God. You are God, which has made what? Heaven and earth and sea and all that in them is. You made this world. You made the heaven. You made the earth. You made the sea and everything in it. You made it. They didn't do it. You did it, Lord. who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? Kings of the earth stood up and rulers were gathered together against the Lord, against his Christ, of a truth, against our holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and who? Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel was what? Were gathered together. They come together against what you were doing. They didn't want to accept Christ as the Redeemer. They came against it. They wanted to crucify him, and that's what they did. They came against him. But you had a purpose in it. They didn't see it. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined it for to be done, and you accomplished what you needed to accomplish in that. Now, Lord, they are threatening us now. They are threatening. Now, Lord, behold, they're threatening. The other word, you have accomplished this redemption for all mankind. Are you hearing me? You have accomplished this. Now they are threatening us. I'm just going to tell you, so you can understand. Now they are threatening us and don't want us to tell it. They're trying to make us be quiet. But you, in the midst of all they tried to do, you have accomplished this. Now they're trying to make us be quiet. Now watch what happened. Behold, they're threatening. Grant unto thy servant all boldness. Grant unto thy servant, since they're threatening us, we ain't going to turn coward. We're not going to be chickens. You grant to us what? That with all boldness, they may speak thy word. We may speak your word in a face of condemnation, criticism, religious people. And I qualify that people that don't believe God. They don't believe in the miracles. They don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They don't believe in laying hands on the sick. They don't believe in casting out devil. And they criticize your servant. Now watch what happened. But you grant unto your servant that for all boldness they may speak that word by stretching for what? Thine hand to heal. You know what the hand of God is? The hand of God is the Spirit of God. That's God's hand. By stretching forth, I'm going to show you. By stretching forth thy hand to do what? Heal. And that what else may happen? Sign. What is a sign? You know, when you leave here, there's a sign out there on the road. That sign tell you something. That's that signs and what? Wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus.